otherwise, and kept adding more dirt to the piles, piles that he would eventually have to move. The problem was that when the dirt was in the ground, it was compacted. It expanded when it was excavated. The piles were a lot bigger than his hole was deep. It was either now or later. Reluctantly, he climbed up out of his hole and once again dug his shovel into his previously dug dirt.
The author says that the dirt expanded when it was excavated. What exactly does excavated mean? Well, if we look at the previous sentence, it says that when the dirt was in the ground, it was compact. So if the dirt expanded or got bigger, that must be after it was taken out of the ground. So excavated must be another way to say dug out. Stanley is really suffering from all this hard work. He's got blisters all over his hands, and the sun is getting hotter and hotter. Stanley has to dig a hole that's as deep as it is wide. When he's finished, he'll be able to stand in it. That's not an easy job, especially in the hot, dry desert. Let's continue after the break on page 34 with the paragraph that begins, "Myra's father got down."
Myra's father got down on his hands and knees and closely examined each pig, tail to snout. "Those are two of the finest pigs I have ever seen," he said at last. "How am I to decide? I have only one daughter." "Why not let Myra decide?" suggested Elia. "That's preposterous," exclaimed Igor, expelling saliva as he spoke. "Myra is just an empty-headed girl," said her father. "How can she possibly decide when I, her father, can't?" "She knows how she feels in her heart," said Elia. Myra's father rubbed his chin. Then he laughed and said, "Why not?" He slapped Elia on the back. "It doesn't matter to me. A pig is a pig." He summoned his daughter. Elia blushed when Myra entered the room. "Good afternoon, Myra," he said. She looked at him. "You're Elia, right?" she asked. "Myra," said her father, "Elia and Igor have each offered a pig for your hand in marriage. It doesn't matter to me. A pig is a pig. So I will let you make the choice. Whom do you wish to marry?"